Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Thursday morning. We just stopped by to say thank you. Thank you how you kept us last night as we slept in slumber. Thank you how you protect us and shield us, Lord God. Are we coming to bless your name today, Lord God? We come to magnify your name today, Father God. And we just say thank you, Father God, for waking us up. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless your wonderful name today. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus, because he is worthy to be praised. In the midst of storms and trials and tribulations, you feel worthy, you faithful, you awesome, you amazing, you wonderful, and you blameless. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come pleading the blood over this line today to drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit, and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our lives today, to order our footsteps today, to lead and direct us in all truth on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God, and we say thank you. We lift up the visionary of this line, Lord God, as he continues to call out to your people near and far, Father God, pour back into him strength, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We lift up Mother Sydney and her child family to you today, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for breakthrough for Mother Sydney's family, Father God, and not a breakdown. And we just come to bless your name today, Father God. We lift up Dr. Wilkes and her child family to you today, Father God. Continue to pour your strength into them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we just bless your name, Father God. We thank you that you're taking anything crooked in our lives, you're making it straight on today, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name, Father God. We thank you for a roof over our heads, Father God. Beds to sleep on, pillows to lay our head on. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews to you today, Father God. Keep your arms around them, Lord God, in every city they're in, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you that you're still making house calls today, Father God. You give them a sick and a shut-in today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the hospital room, Father God. Oh, we say thank you for your healing power. In the emergency room, Father God, cover every emergency room with the blood. Heal and deliver and set free, Father God. And we say thank you, Father God. Lift up the security guard that got injured out here, Lord God. I ask you to cover and keep him, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. We plead the blood of Jesus over our neighborhoods, Father God. Drive out the violence out of our neighborhoods, Father God. We speak in peace in our neighborhoods, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to give you the praise and give you the glory. We lift up all truck drivers, Lord God, to you today, Father God, near and far, Father God. Cover them with the blood. Keep them safe from all harm and danger, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover every gas station with the blood, Father God. Drive out the violence in the gas stations, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. I lift up Lisa and her son as that got shot 7 times on last week, Father God. He's still in the land of the living, so we say thank you, Father God. We thank you for a speedy recovery for that young man, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come and say thank you, Father God. We didn't get a 911 call on last night by our loved ones, Father God. And we thank you that our loved ones are still in the land of the living, Father God. And we come to bless your name today, Father God. We thank you for your many promises, Father God, that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. And we say thank you. Someone got to have surgery on today, Father God. Cover that hospital room right now, that surgical room with the blood. Guide the surgeon's hand right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. We lift up Kawana and her mom that have cancer, Father God. We thank you that you're turning that situation around for Kawana's mom, Father God. Because ain't no stage too difficult for you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Father God, because your word says healing is the children's bread. And we say thank you for healing, restoring, repairing, and redeeming right now in the name of Jesus. Lift up Mom and Dad Matthew to you today, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to magnify your name, Lord God, the name above all names. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We plead the blood over every airplane, every train, every car, every mean of transportation. We plead the blood, the healing blood, the delivering blood right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We lift up single moms to you today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them strength. Give them your strength. Give them your peace to raise their children, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory for doing it right now, Father God. We lift up all the children that's getting ready to go back to school, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every school, every teacher, every principal. In the mighty name of Jesus, let this be a great year for them, Father God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. And we just thank you, Lord God, that you are Dr. Jesus. You are the great physician. You the CEO of the universe. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to magnify your name today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up Mother Allen to you today, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around her, Father God. Continue to strengthen her, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name today. We just come to magnify your name today. Because if it had not been for you on our side, where would we all be this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we just come to bless your name today. We just come to lift you up today. You're married to the backslider. Slide them back to you today, Father God, by your Holy Spirit. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way in the nursing homes on today. Have your way in the assisted living on today. Oh, heal and deliver and set free today, Father God. Take that crooked thing in your life and make it straight, Father God. Because you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, Father God. So we thank you for your power. Your wonder-working power, moving in this hour, may you be continuously glorified. Oh, we bless your name. We bless your name, Father God. We lift up firefighters and their families to you today. Cover and keep them, Lord God, as they fight fires, Father God. The ambulance drivers and their families, cover them, Lord God. Keep them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. We lift up Biden and Harris to you today, Father God. Continue to cover and keep them and their family, Father God. Order their footsteps and lead and direct them in all truth on today, Father God. Place the right people in their path, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. We preach the blood over Washington, D.C., from corner to corner, side to side, top to bottom, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for peace in our neighborhood, peace in the White House, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, people of God.
Good morning, Mother Sidney.
Good morning, Mother Gwen. Good morning, Dr. Wells. Good morning, Minister Brian. Matthew, amen. To all of those on the Block Talk Radio side, to the conference
side, morning
to
you, Mother Sidney.
Good morning, good morning. Oh, glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is open forum. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is a place where you can come, ask questions, testimonies, spread of knowledge of myself, praise report of myself, of Prophet Matthew. And as the Lord lead us, we will give you an answer. Amen. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord. Amen. So on the conference line, just press star 6 and come right on in. Glory to God. Let the Lord lead you on this morning on the Blog Talk Radio side. You know what you need to do. Just press star 1. Minister Brian will bring you in. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord for you. Amen. Praying that your day, your evening, your morning, whatever time zone that you're in, that God is gracing you with his favor. God is gracing you with his mercy. Oh, glory to God. Between his grace and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. We just send a great big God bless you to all of those that are listening. Amen, up on the conference line. Amen, glory to God. I tell you, there is a season for everything. Amen. And a time to every purpose under heaven. Amen, glory to God. And we just bless God on to say amen. You know, every day in our life, amen, it should be a hallelujah and amen. Amen, Naboshe. And the reason why I say it should be a hallelujah and amen, amen, because when God wakes us up, amen, that's a hallelujah. It's a hallelujah because he said, okay, I didn't have need of you today. You have another chance to get it right. Hallelujah. Amen. You have a chance to breathe God's air again. Hallelujah. Amen. And you take it out throughout the day. He's sustaining you through your problem. He's sustaining you through your situation. Because there's nothing too hard for God. Glory to God. No matter what the news you might get from the doctor, no matter the news that you get from your job, you might lose your job. Glory to God. You might lose your house. Glory to God. You might lose your finances. Glory to God. You might almost lose your mind. But God, He comes in and lifts you up. He lifts you up above the storm. Amen. He lifts you up above all. Amen. And he'll say, peace be still into your life. Amen. And so we have to continue to look to the hill for where cometh our help. Because our help comes from God. Amen. Who's the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. And as Ecclesiastes 3, it tells us this, amen, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There is a season and there is a purpose for things to be done. Amen. Because to everything there is a season, meaning it's a right time. That is a right time for everything. There's a right time for everything. There's a right time to be born. There's a right time to die. There's a right time to plant. There is a right time to pluck up that which is planted. There is always a right time. There's a right time when you feel the way you feel when your emotions fluctuate. It's the right time for all of that. Amen, glory to God. And it's a right time, amen, to kill, and it's a right time to heal. It's a right timing, glory to God. And these are why I say this is upon me, amen, about this Ecclesiastes 3, Ephesians for everything and the purpose, glory to God. Because so much is happening within the world. So much is happening in the world. So much chaos, so much death, so much sickness, so much disease, so much hunger. Glory to God, so much the love of many have waxed, grow colder. So much gross darkness, the love of many have waxed cold. There is a season and a purpose. Amen. There's a season and there is a purpose up under the sun for all of these things to be fulfilled because the scripture tells us. So we shouldn't think it's strange. Amen. These things are happening. Amen. And these strange fires that we're going through. Amen. We shouldn't think it's strange. Amen. Because if we read the word of God and if we have a close relationship with God, God will prepare us for these seasons. God will allow us to know the purpose of why it's happening. Because there is a season, amen, that season, and even in your season, you can change things in your season. Glory to God. You could change it. You could change it, glory to God. Hallelujah. Even with death, you could change that. Because you could change your emotions higher, the most higher. Amen. When someone dies or when you lose something, you could change how you are going to respond to that. Amen. But yet, everybody that's up on the face of the earth, that's flesh and blood, glory to God, mankind, animal kind, amen, they're going to experience these seasons and purpose up under the sun. Glory to God. Those emotions. Even the time to give birth is a certain emotion. Oh, glory to God, that you're going to have to go through. It's a certain pain you're going to have to go through. Even when it's a time to kill. Amen. It's always a time to kill. Amen. We have to crucify this flesh, but kill, amen, in war or in battle, glory to God. Amen. And so there's the purpose why we have to kill, glory to God. In that killing, glory, you're the most shy, glory to God. We could take it a time to kill in war, a time to kill, amen, what? The tongue, a time to kill, amen, glory to God, this flesh. Paul said that he died daily. He died daily. That means crucified. Crucified. Well, crucified means that to kill, glory to God, to kill that which is destructive. Amen. To kill that which is destructive. Glory to God, that you may what? Have life. Amen. And that the Spirit of God may come through you. Amen. Glory to God, giving you a transformed life through Christ Jesus. And so we bless the Lord, amen, on this great morning. Amen, on this transformation morning. Oh, bless your name, Jesus, a transformation, amen. The very first Thursday, August, a new beginning. Glory to God, you know, and I say that this is my new beginning. Oh, Father, I bless your name, amen. On yesterday, hallelujah, we had a death in my family, glory to God, and my nephew, our very first nephew, I would say the very first grandson, my mother's grandson, amen, had passed away. He'd been sick, hallelujah, young lad, amen, 51 years old, amen, very, very, He was a grandpa, amen, a little skinny thing, amen, he was a grandpa, and he was, And he had eight children. He had a plethora of children, amen. And so we bless the Lord for his life, amen, glory to God. And, you know, there was a time. That was his time. It was a season, amen, that we are experiencing and our family experiencing all these different, and his father and the mother and aunts and the uncles and the siblings and the grandchildren, amen. They're all in their season of grieving now. They're all in their season of all these various emotions, laughing and crying, glory to God, praying, hallelujah, crying and laughing and praying. Oh, just a cycle of emotions, glory to God, that's happening. And so, but I bless the Lord. Yes, I have my cycle, but I don't just stay. I progress through it, amen. I remember on yesterday morning, glory to God, when I woke up, just the day before, you know, we got news, you know, that he's throwing up blood. And we knew something. Glory to God, because he had been hallucinating, amen. He was in the hospital and had been hallucinating. And so we knew, but we yet still was believing God. Hallelujah. Because there's no way. You know, he's a young man. He had these children, young kids. And some of them was grown, too. And there's no way for no one to live. They're hallucinating like that and seeing things upon them. You know, I'm like, God, no. Amen. Seeing bugs and things like that crawling upon them. And so we bless the Lord that it was that time and it was that season for him. Amen. Because in and out, you know, in and out. Many times, you know, we try to hold on. I think about, glory to God, thank you, Lord. I think about 7 years ago, I remember. She told me this after the passing of my husband. Amen. And no, if she could say this, everybody can't say this to my family. Amen. Because, you know, well, that's another story. But anyway, she said, Mother, I just laughed about it. She didn't say I perceive, but I'm just saying this. I perceive. But she said something else that after he passed away. She didn't say it immediately. Oh, she had wisdom. She did not say that immediately after he passed. You know, could have been maybe 2 months or later or something like that. She said, I perceive, Mother. I'm just putting it lightly that she was just a little selfish because she knew the journey that I was going on. And, you know, behind the scenes, I just kind of chuckled and thought about that a little bit because regardless of who you are, if you're close with Dr. Wilkes, he's going to tell you the truth. And even by her own self, she's going to tell you the truth. And I kind of just chuckled. Mother, you just a little selfish. That's what she said. Mother, you just a little selfish. You just try to keep him here, and he ready to go home. God was ready to receive him. So my prayers was keeping him. And, you know, she telling the truth. You know, she told the truth. She told the truth back then. Glory to God. She said it. She said it. But, you know, everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose up under the sun. See, that was her timing for her to say what she said. And she said it at the right timing. Glory to God. She said it at the right timing. It wasn't out of time. It was not out of time. It was the right time. It was the right time when she said what she said. Amen. And Mother was able to receive it because, you know, I chuckled about it. I just chuckled and laughed, Mother. I said, oh, Father. I said, you know, she's so right. She's right. And we always, and we as human beings always want to hold, amen, on to our loved one. But, you know, but there is a season, it says. It says to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose up under the sun. And so we have to go through these seasons of time. Amen. Each one of us, while we're alive, we have to go through. Amen. This is the cycle. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is the cycle of life for us. I believe Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 11, 1 through 10. One through eight. I believe this tells us about the cycle of life. The cycle of life, the process of life, or what's going to happen in life, Because we look at everything under the sun, amen, under the heaven. A time to born, a time to die, a time to plant, pluck up, which is planting, kill, time to heal, time to break down. Look at all of this. A time to build up, Lord, to God, encourage the world. A time to weep, admire. There's a time for everything. Everything is going to happen. A time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. You see how in verse 4 it says weep, laugh, and mourn, and dance. You see that cycle right there, that season of time, how it flows, glory to God, a time to weep, a time to laugh, and a time to mourn, a time to dance. If you look at that, that's a process of things. There's a season of things that's happening. Amen. And it's a purpose why it's happening. Amen. It's a reason why it's written as it is written right now, glory to God. A time to cast away stone and a time to gap stone. A time to embrace, a time to refrain from embrace, a time to give, a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow, S-E-W. Amen. A time to keep silent, a time to speak, a time of love, a time to hate. Amen. A time of war, a time of peace. Glory to God. And he said, what profit have he that worketh and that wherein he labored. Amen. Glory to God. And so there is 1 through 8, Ecclesiastes 3, 1 to 8. Amen. A season for everything. A season and a purpose for everything. And so you'll know the who and the why. The who and the why. Amen. Or the what and the when. Glory to God. As you read God's word, the who and the why and the what and the when. All glory to God. Amen. And when he said there's nothing new up under the sun, there's nothing new. And so when you want to know the who and the why and the what and the when, you have to follow God closely. Because he won't allow this to sneak up on us. He'll give us the signs. But we as human beings, sometimes we can't see the sign. Or sometimes we deny. You know, it is not so. It is not so. And as I was singing on yesterday morning when I woke up that morning and I just said, Lord, I had an overwhelming joy in me. In the name of Jesus. I had an overwhelming joy in me. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I just felt like dancing this morning. I felt like dancing that morning. Yesterday morning, I truly felt like dancing. And as I was walking in rehab yesterday on my way to the pool, it was just such a joy upon me. I said, God, I really feel like dancing about right now. Walking with my came, I said, God, I really feel like dancing right now. I feel like rejoicing right now. It was just so overwhelming all that day. And then when I got home from physical therapy, got the calls from my sister that our nephew had passed away. I said, wow, God. I said, was that it? Why I felt the way I felt? I said, was that it? Rejoicing that he's no longer suffering. Rejoicing. Glory to God. And it brought back another memory of my husband. I said, wow, God. I said, I remember that day 7 years ago, too. I said that I had went to sleep that night, and that morning when I woke up, I remember the time of 9 o'clock in the morning. And I just laid in the bed a little bit, and I woke up, gave thanks to God, and I said, Lord, oof. I said, I feel so good this morning. Talking to the Lord, I said, God, I feel so good this morning. Early this morning, God, I feel good. I told him, I said, I feel like the weight of the world was off of my shoulder. I felt revived. I felt light. But little did I know, that weight had took a flight. My mother Sydney. And the prayer warriors, Deacon Sydney was asleep. His spirit took a flight. That's why he said, Thelma, I need my shoes. And so that was a time to, time to die. That was his time. That was his season. Time. That was his season. That was his time. That was his season. It was the right time. That was the right time. Glory to God. And I say this even as I'm preparing for my surgery on 8/22/2022. That's the right time. That's the right season that I'm in now. That's the right timing. And I kept telling the Lord, I said, God, I know it's going to be the right time. I said, not a minute before, not a minute after, but it's the right timing. It's going to be the right timing. The mother have her surgery. The right timing. And it's the right time. It's the right day. And it's the right time. I said, Lord, I thank you. Even though all the things are going on, there's a time. You know, there's a season. And there's a time to every purpose up under the sun. Even though there's different seasons. Amen. In this month for me, glory to God. And I think about, even as a time, you know, time to die, if there's such a time to born, that's a new beginning. Amen. Even that time to die, it's just like it's time to die, time to exit, time to extract something out and put something in at the same time. Glory to God. New birth, new beginning, new life, regeneration. Realignment, restitution, glory to God, in someone's life, glory to God, hallelujah. And so the word of God, it instructs us, it leads us, it guides us, amen, whatever answer that you need for your question, amen. Need direction, it's here, it's here, it's right here. The cycle of life, it's right here. Our days are number, amen. And when you seek the Lord each and every day, because he said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, in all thy ways. And so we truly acknowledge God in all our ways. I mean, in every single aspect of our life, we acknowledge him. And you know, we'd be in a better place. We'll be in a better place when we acknowledge him. We'll be living our heaven on earth. We'll be living our heaven on earth. Because we are living as the word of God says, live. Yes, even though we're going to go through the cycle of life in Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8, we're going to go through all of this. We're going to go through all of this. We're going to go through pain and tribulation and suffering. We're going to go through all of that because that's what the Word of God said. And yet we still will be living heaven on earth. We will be living the abundant life. We will be walking in our authority and in our kingship, citizenship as priests. Oh, glory to God, as the borrower, as the lenders, not the borrower, being the head and no tail, above everything, glory to God, and not beneath. I mean, that which is under us is subjected to us, not us literally, but the God that's within us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord for you on this morning. Glory to God. Amen. So if you have a question for myself, Prophet Matthew, just stop, fix your line on the conference and come right on in. And on the Blog Talk Radio, amen. Just press one on your dial. Amen. We just bless the Lord for each one of you, those that are incarcerated, the nurses and doctors at the hospital, the group home, all the battered women shelters. Glory to God, our military men and women. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. Those that are near and far in the afternoon over in Africa, glory to God. We bless the Lord for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Glory to God. We're concerned about you. Amen. As God is concerned about you. Amen. We love you as God loves us. Amen. Glory to God. But we know that God loves you the most because you are fearfully and wonderfully made in his image. Because in the beginning, what did they say up in heaven? He said, let us. At the boardroom, around the board table, they said, heavenly board table, amen. He said, let us, hey, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, come on, let us make man in our image and in their light, in our likeness, amen. God wants to see himself in a human being. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. He wants to see himself in human form. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? That's awesome. Our great God wanted to see himself in human form. Glory to God. Who is like God? There is none like God. Who could stand against God? There is none. There is none. There is none. Ancient of faithfulness. Ancient of faithfulness. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Ancient of faithfulness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So just come right on in. Glory to God. Amen. This atmosphere, I don't know where you're at, your atmosphere. But I tell you, trusting up or shake. I just feel the Spirit of the Lord here. Amen. Glory to God. And wherever you're at, amen. I just pray, glory to God. Lord, let them feel what I feel. Let them feel what I feel, God, your presence, your love. Because there might be somebody in Australia, down under, over New Zealand. God bless you. Oh, my, Nidhi Oshai, over in Asia, China. Ah, Sabu Kasana, Nabukite, Anna, Yeroboshaya, Oshikiana, Anna, Nidhi Oshiki. Oh, glory to God. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Bless you, Lord Jesus. God himself, too, will visit you. Over in China, the red dragon. Ekata Niko Buke. Yamiko Ma Niya Na. Amna Niyo Siya. Esikiyo Bo Shikeaya. God will revisit you. Eka Ama Aneke. He will revisit you. Glory to God, because there is a remnant here, Boshikiaya.
Yes, God, there is a remnant. Ekiyo, Shimia, Hikia, Sikia, Ani, Kilbo, Sikia, Aya. There is a remnant that is serving God, and he has not forgotten. He has not forgotten you in China. Aishanaya. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord. Amen. Amen, because, you know, Mother, I could just say the Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I am. Glory. Hallelujah. What they say, I can feel them in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord truly is here. Amen. He's here. He's here. He's here. And you know why? Because if you have the Spirit of the Lord living down on the inside of you, guess what? He's wherever you, where you go. When he's living and he's abiding in you, he's wherever you're at. He's wherever you at. Because if he's in you and he's activated and he's alive, he brings that which is dead alive. That's why we said we are born again. That which was dead comes alive. Amen. And so when you go into a room, amen, you can change the atmosphere. Amen. The Spirit of God that's within you is activated and can change the atmosphere. Glory to God. Well, there is no hope higher than El Shaddai. The Spirit of the Lord that's within you can give hope where there's no hope, where there's darkness. He could bring light because he is the light. Amen. He could bring light into a dark place. And darkness cannot comprehend it. Glory to God. Where there is light, darkness cannot overshadow it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Amen for you this morning. Amen. Glory to God. There's a season of changes that's happening in the atmosphere. A season of changes. Amen. There is a purpose for the season. Amen. And God is the only one who will be able to give you that revelation. Amen. And we already have the revelation. But yet he will illuminate it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He will illuminate it to you. And many times we have revelation right in front of us. But the Spirit of the Lord has to illuminate that revelation. It has to come alive. It has to awaken in us to see it. You know how when you read the Word of God, hallelujah, and the Word of God jump out at you, hey, glory, bless your name, Jesus. He's illuminating it to you. That's an aha moment. Thank you, Lord. It's aha. That light bulb comes on, doesn't it? Aha. Oh, my God. I understand it. I get it. I get it. The excitement comes. Even the excitement comes to everything. There is a season and a time to every purpose above the heaven. I receive it. I understand it now. Everything, whatever it is, I understand it now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Do we have any questions? Amen. Administrator Bryant over there on the Blog Talk Radio side.
Not at this time, Brandon.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. God bless you, Administrator Bryant. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. On the conference line, amen. You have a question, comment, amen. Require prayer, word of knowledge, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just start six your line and come right on in. Amen. Glory to God. This is the time in the season, amen, that God is calling his remnant from out of the bush. Hey, glory to God, because some have been hidden. And now it's time for them to come up out of the bush. Amen. From out of hibernation. Those that which was hid
He's bringing them to the forefront. Those that were sitting in the back, he's bringing them to the forefront. Amen. Glory to God. Those that wish be used to be the cleanup person, those that used to be always in the background, God is advancing you. He's advancing you to the front now. Hallelujah. You know how when they say your gift will make room for you? You have to push yourself up there. Your gifts have made room for you at this moment and at this time. Amen. Because there has been a season change, a seasonal of changes in the atmosphere. Amen. Can you see it? Can you hear it? Can you sense it? Can you smell it? Can you touch it? Glory to God. It's here. It's here. Glory to God. You know, sometimes when you talk about a sense or a smell, have anyone ever been in a place, in a season of time where you smell an aroma? A smell. He's like, where is that smell come from? Sometimes it'll pass by you. And you're in your house and there's only you. It's only you here. Glory to God. You might be outside and you say, what is that smell? Amen. You could be in your bedroom or in the kitchen and it's a perfumey smell, but it's light and it's subtle. What is that smell? Where is it coming from? Almost like it's a person, amen, that have passed by you. Glory to God. A scent. I think about, glory to God, it's taking me back. Let me go back in memory. Let me go back in memory and past time. Amen. Glory to God. I remember sitting in a chair. All of a sudden, I smelled the scent pass by me. I said, oh my God. I said, that's Harold scent. I smelled that scent. And I ran back there in the bedroom where he was sleeping at. I said, wow, God. I said, such a strong fragrance of his scent that I smelled. And I'm like, oh, my God. And automatically our emotions have us to get up. I'm like, oh, let me follow that scent. I follow the scent. I went right directly to the bedroom where he was in, where he was at. He was in heaven. I'm like, wow, God, that's something. Now, that's God. That's something. That's something. Who can stand up against our God? The seasons of things that we have to go through in this life. Who can stand up? The cycle of life. Amen. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. The cycle of life that we have to experience. We're going to have to experience all of this, all of it. Yeah, every person up on earth is going to go through all these cycles and these seasons. We must be ready for each season. Understand the purpose. Amen. Because it's a season and the purpose lies. These things must transpire in our lives. They have to come. We have to go through them. There's a purpose. There's a purpose. There's a purpose. It's like when God destroyed the earth with water. And just save Noah and his family. After it was a season. What was the purpose? There was a gross sin upon the earth. His creation that he said, let us. Woo, Father. He said, let us. He said, mm-mm. He said, nope. Kill it all. Kill it. Kill it all. Kill them all. Kill it. He wasn't killing his creation. He was killing the sin that was in the creation. But if the creation itself didn't repent, it was going to, the sin in it was going to die. And that body was going to die right along with it. That was a time to die. Because sin stunk to God's nostril. He said, I didn't make my creation for that. I didn't say let there be for that reason. And it came to pass. He said, I didn't say let there be. I didn't say that. I didn't give Adam dominion up over the earth. Amen. So that sin may dwell in it. The Oshiah. Sin and iniquity, I can't look upon that because I'm a holy God. I can't look upon it. I can't see it. I can't stand it to my nostril. I have to separate myself from it. That wasn't the purpose, he said. That wasn't the purpose. It wasn't the purpose for sin to dwell in our body. Because he said, let us. Oh, bless the name Jesus. He said, let us. Come on, let us make man in our own image, our likeness. He said, I want to be him. I want to put God. I want to see myself in the human form. God, man. I want to be able to walk and talk and fellowship with him. Let him know that you have dominion over everything, but how many of us know that there was a deceiver in the heart? There was a deceiver. In the garden, a deceiver in the garden came in way through the senses of mankind. He touched the senses of mankind. He got to the senses and the emotion. He got through the eyes and through the taste of mankind. Got through the senses. So we have to be very careful about ear gate. Glory to God. Number one. Came through the ear because she had allowed her ears to hear. And as she allowed her ears to hear, the seed was already planted because she gave ear to that which was deceptive. And then the seed was planted. Once he gave ear to it, the seed was already planted. And she continued to give ear to that which was deceptive. Continued to listen, It started to grow. And then she gave way to the bite of the fruit. She gave way, glory to God, when she gave way to the sight, then it was just like, the taste, temptation, amen. They didn't know nothing about temptation. But all of the senses start kicking in. The ear, the sight, the taste, even the smell. All five senses became me, utilizes the five senses. In the garden, the deceiver, that serpent, or she said, the serpent beguiled me. And what I said, there is nothing new up under the sun. Ain't nothing. Ain't nothing new there. And so if he came way through the five senses, he's still doing it today. No new tricks. He's still doing it today. No new tricks. He's still doing it today. He brings temptation. He brings subliminal messages through the television, through the airwaves. Word to God. Through everything. Subliminal message and temptation. Why is everything geared towards the nakedness of the body today? The nakedness of the body, even with female and male and children. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have to see, even in the libraries now, they have a book out. Glory to God for those
for our children, amen, to please the transgender generation. They said the gay AB is called the gay ABC. I said the devil is a liar and the father lies. That's why we have to watch as well as pray. He gave Adam dominion. But none of this would happen. None of this would happen. And his punishment was what? That he would have to work by the sweat of his brow. Oh, he had it going on. He had it. His only thing he had to do was kill the garden. Just look over the garden. The garden water itself. Every fruit reproduced after itself. I mean, my God. But the deceiver came in through the way of the five senses. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he's still doing it today. But God make a way of escape for us. So that's what we have to yield our members unto him. We have to yield. Hey, man, you know when we're driving and see the yield sign? When you yield, you're not still in motion. You yield a little bit. And look, we got the stop sign. That means stop. And so when you're yielding to the right of way of some traffic. You're yielding. Lord to God, sometimes you have to stop. But yet when you're yielding, they have a lane where you can slowly go, but you're yielding to the way of traffic or yielding to something that is coming. But we have to yield our way, our members, to our Father, which is in heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is a day, amen, that with God said to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose up under the heaven. God is truly moving by his Spirit on today. He's moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He see every tear. He bow them up. My Nidio Shia. He see every heartbreak. He see every abuse. Abuser. Glory to God. He see all things. People will ask, why God is allowing this to happen? Go to Ecclesiastes 3 and they'll tell you why. A season for everything. There's a season for everything. And a time to every purpose up under the sun. And so we could go back and say, well, why all of this happened to a certain culture of people, a nation of people? Why all of that happened? Why did the Holocaust happen to the Jews? Why did all of that happen? Why did slavery come into this? Why did all of that happen? Why do we have this pandemic? Why did road against wave happen? Why did all that happen? Why was prayer taken out of school? Why did all of that happen? There's a who and a why. There's a who and a what did I say? There's a who and a when. I forgot already. But anyway, there's a reason why all of this has happened. We call it the cycle of life. Y'all seen The Lion King, the cycle of life. This is the cycle of life right here, Ecclesiastes 3. 1-8, that's the cycle that we're going through right now, glory to God.
because we know that the Lord is soon to come. Look at the signs of the time. Amen. No man knows the hour or the day when the Son of Man shall return. Amen. But when we look at the signs and we look at things that will happen, the time, the era that you're in, glory to God, there's going to be wars and rumors of war. We've been hearing that for a while. The word of God is fulfilling itself. And we have to be ready, not getting ready. Because when you return, if you're righteous, you stay righteous. If you're unholy, you stay unholy. Because it's not time to be getting ready. You better be ready. You better be ready. Every day we wake up, you better be in preparation. Amen. You better be prepared, not in preparation, but you better be prepared. I just believe that God let each human being upon this earth know when their appointed time is coming. I believe he forewarns. He gives warnings. He gives warnings. Amen. But we have to be able to heed to the one. We have to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. He said, my sheep know my voice, and another will not render unto. He will not listen to. That's why you have to be in tune. You have to be in tune to God. You have to be in tune. You have to walk so closely, even as Enoch walked with God. And the conversation was so intimate. God took that conversation on to heaven. He said, there's nothing new up under the sun. If it happened then, it could still happen now today. If it happened back then that God took, he translated Enoch. Ezekiel went up in a whirlwind. They took him on. He took him on. They didn't see death. He translated them. Ah, you're the Boshanaya. Glory to God. Think about the translation. Think about it. Think about it. When he was talking and walking with Enoch. Now, you know Enoch had to have some clothes on, didn't he? He had to have his garment on, didn't he? No one ever talked about the clothing that he had on when he translated him. Was the items that he had on translated too? What about Ezekiel? He had to have some. Not Ezekiel. Elijah. Not Ezekiel, Elijah. He had to have some garment on. But we know where his staff went to. Elisha. Some say Elisha. He called it. But what about the garment that they had on? Because flesh and blood couldn't go into heaven. Nothing materialistic went into heaven. What happened to the clothing? What happened to the earthly garment? Did it incinerate it or something? Was it left back here on earth? Stirring up the pure mind. Have you heard reports of the garment? Artifacts. Historians, you know, artifacts. Have they discovered the artifacts of the clothing, of the garment that they had on when God translated him? God took Elijah. Who's the thought? Stirring up your pure mind. Have you even considered that, thought about that? Glory to God, but we just bless the Lord on today, amen. You have questions or comment, praise report, you need prayer. Amen, God, giving you a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom. Speak out to the people, for the people, amen. Just press one on your dial on the count on the Blog Talk Radio. Come right on in, Administrator Brian will bring you on in. On the conference line, press star 6, amen, and we welcome you. We welcome your comment. We welcome your praise. We welcome your praise report. We welcome that word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, amen, that God has given you for his people on today. Hallelujah.
There's a question on the line. Yeah.
Hello?
There's a question this morning, Evangelist Sydney. And the question is, what is the importance of the Lord's Supper, Christian communion?
All righty. Amen. Glory to God. What is the importance of the Lord's Supper? Amen. Vanity is silk. I want you to come in too. Hallelujah. And give you a portion on it. Amen. The importance of the Lord's Supper. Let me get the scripture here. Amen. The importance of the Lord's Supper. Amen. Is
I couldn't find script.
Oh, let's see if I want that. The importance of the Lord's Supper is when Jesus and his 12 disciples. Amen.
Let's say that again.
When Jesus and his 12 disciples. Amen. That was the Last Supper when before Jesus ascended to heaven. Amen. Where he gave instructions. Amen. To his disciples. Amen. Of what's to become them. What's going to be ahead of them. And when having that Last Supper with them, he let them know that was the Last Supper for him. Where they was going to taste of his. The wine represented his blood. The bread represented his body, the brokenness of his body. Amen. And giving them instructions of what is needed and preparation to prepare them what's to come. To prepare them what's to come and bringing that in remembrance. And when we talk about the Last Supper, amen, and when we take communion, and we bring that in remembrance of the things that God have instructed his disciples to do. Amen. And so then this will, I'm just find my scripture. Do you want to come in and add a little bit more to that?
Mother, the scripture, when the question was asked, we used it when you were talking. The scripture plainly tells us that we are doing it in remembrance of him. And a lot of times people don't realize it is that it really shows, it's an outward show of your faith in continuing in the grace of God. Continue to believe in the purpose that he has. Because believe it or not, when you partake of the supper, it bounds you in deeper relationship. Some people, they do it, we know some people that take communion weekly, monthly. They might take it even daily. Okay, I know it says do it, but we have to remember this is a gospel time. You just don't do it happily. Because when you do it out, just to be doing it because it's just an hour show, then you're doing it as just as you crucifying him afresh. And then you also bring it to your own spirit, to your own. I want to give this testimony because one time, one of the mothers, I was in a place in my life that I was like, oh, God. I wasn't spinning or nothing like that, but I just didn't feel like I was worthy. to take the supper. And so Mother sent me down, and she said, I can't remember all the scriptures that she gave me, but I can remember the synopsis of what she was telling me. She sent me down, and she showed me, she said, you know what? She said, Judas was there when supper. I said, yes, ma'am, he was. And she said, remember, he took that supper. And I said, yes, he did. She said, he had him to say, that's why it was repentance is necessary. And I'm going to show something here so that we can get this. Repentance is necessary in doing that because you don't want sin to be in your life in no manner when you take of his body. And what is the purpose of that? Because you have to say, there's no sin in God. None whatsoever. Mm-hmm. There was no sin in the presence of, so you cannot have sin in your life and take it. That's where the damnation comes in at. And so he had an opportunity to say, but his heart, his motive, that what he was going to do was a hindering point in his life. And they began to eat of his conscience even before he committed the suicide. Okay?
Yeah.
Not that. Even before he committed the suicide. So therefore, when he was doing what he was doing, and that she told me, she says, okay. She said, but you're not. She said, did you do anything? I said, no, Mother, I just don't feel like, I was at that place. I was just going through a lot of struggles. And I said, I don't feel it. She said, baby, you can't afford not to take his body. Because when you consume his body and your spirit and everything is in the right manner, it gives you strength on your inner man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And then by the time she finished with me and told me that, you know, even though sometimes we go through tests and trials, we feel that God has left us sometimes. Let's be real. Let's be real, Mother. We
Amen.
Feel that we, you know, God has left us, and we can't say we don't, you know, we know he there, but just because we don't hear from him the way we want to hear from him, it does not mean that God is not there. So he was telling me that. She said, all right. And like I said, as you finish with me, I begin to have a newfound respect for the passages of scripture referencing to the Lord's body. And as he began to tell the disciples this, he said, take, eat, for this is my body. The wine to represent his blood, and the bread to represent his body. It shows a purification because there's life in the blood. So when you're looking at that, when you're taking on life, you're taking on his body. His body is eternal in the heavens. So you look at, you're taking it on to restore you, to keep you in firm foundation of eternity. That's you, but you have to be in the right spirit, the right frame of mind. I hope I'm making sense
yeah.
this morning. And it is just so, you know, this is and most of the time, this is not taught in the four-wall congregation. You know, they say, come on, just repent, you know, but it's a deeper than just the surface of the scripture. They have to really let the people know this is a serious matter. You just don't come up here and just say, okay, take the cracker and take the juice and We have to realize that this is a serious time that you are really in, just as you going before the presence of the Lord. You have to look at it as just as when the priest went into the holies of holies. And if they was not right, they fell dead. This is how you have to look at this as communion. And so I hope I help the caller that asked the question And to add to what you said, Mother.
Amen. Awesome. That was right on time. That was good, Evangelist. Well, you summarized that perfectly. Amen. And I was going to that scripture where it's in Matthew, and, you know, starting at the 17th verse through the 30th verse, and it describes it. And it talks about, you know, with the Lord's Supper incorporated, where the Old Testament had observed the Passover feast to its fulfillment. And and that's why we, you know, we call it the Last Supper too. Amen. Where God fulfilled that. And that was good. I'm not going to say no more of that and over talk what you said, but you summed it all up. That was the Passover meal. That was it. Amen. And you told them it was an outward showing. Amen. Outward expression. Amen. For us to remember, you know, the works that Jesus had done on behalf of mankind, how he shed his blood on the cross by paying the debt for all of our sins. Glory to God. And so that's the answer. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Wills. Thank you. Amen. Glory to God. That's the answer. And pray that it was sufficient for the person, amen, to ask the question. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
And Mother, did you understand that it was the fulfillment of also, like you said, in the Old Testament when they were getting ready to depart out of. And when you're doing it in redeemer, you remember, when we live for Christ, we, as you said earlier this morning, you said we have to die. There's a time to kill. We have to kill and crucify this flesh daily. So that part of the departing out of the world, you have to look at it like that as well. So when we're doing this, we have to apply the blood of Jesus to our lives each and every day. It's necessary for us to do this because, you know, the enemy, we can't live without God. We just cannot. And some people think that they can, but we have to understand God has a purpose for everything that is done, and it's just not just to be just wrote down and people say, well, it's this story in the Bible. Well, I just said, to me, there's no story. But, you know, we have to know that the truth is written there for us to follow and to reflect on the things that he has done in this. He's always been a provider. And you can look at this, too, as in that the covenant that he has is part of the provision that he's given us to be a provider, to know that he is the way maker. He is the truth. He is the life. And then the more we look at it, the more we partake of this, like I said, the stronger we will get in God. So this is a good topic for someone to ask early in the morning.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Mr. Brian, we're going to take commercial break at this time. Hallelujah.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Amen. God bless. God bless. Amen. Glory to God. You know, that was an awesome question. To stir up the pure mind early this morning. Glory to God. Amen. And you know that that question being asked, you know, it was the right time. Hey, my God, bless your name, Jesus. It was the right timing. Amen. It was the right timing for that. Because that person wanted to know. And, you know, that's a question that we all ask. We all want to ask sometimes. Amen. And some people ask it for other reasons. Amen. But the person that asked, the young man that asked, the young man that asked, he wanted to know. It was the truth, and he was wanted to understand. Amen. Because I believe when people ask questions, they might have heard, they might have heard a teaching, they might have heard, it was just a question that they might have, was not fully answered for them, thank you, Lord. A question that was not fully answered for them, and they really want to know the full understanding of something. Amen. I remember one of my professors, they used to always say, there is no such thing as a dumb question. He said, the only dumb question is when you don't ask. He said, that's dumb because you don't ask and you know you need to, you know you need answers. When you don't understand something, it's a dumb question. When you know you need to understand and you don't ask, he said, that's dumb. Amen. And that is so true with life itself. When we, that's why the Lord told us to ask, seek, and knock. Ask, speak, and knock. We ask, and we ask questions. We ask for what we need. Then we seek, amen, our answer. We seek out God to find answer and understanding of the who, what, when, and why in our lives. Thank you, Lord. So ask, speak, and knock. He said, knock, and what, the door shall be open. Glory to God. Knock and the door shall be open. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord for each one of you. Amen. God bless you, Apostle Simmons, Pastor Simmons. God bless you all. Amen. Prophetess Tina Rice. Glory to God. The shofar, the queen of shofar, anointed evangelist Mary Teasley. Amen. Sister what's the other lady named Paula? I don't want to chop her name off. Glory to God. Turn to the head, not the heart. Amen. Glory to God. What's her name?
Prophetess Tracy Childish.
Okay, Paula, I got it. Thank you. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you all on this morning. Amen. We just bless the Lord. Amen. You have any questions or comments? Amen. Just press star 6 on your line on the conference and come right on in. We love to.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
How are you all doing this morning?
Doing awesome. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I just had a question. I guess it's a question and a comment. Do y'all remember, like, I remember you saying how sometimes you would get a smell of something and you would wonder what that, you know, what that scent is or reminds you of someone.
Uh-huh.
When sometimes when I'm in my neighborhood sometimes, I will smell this particular smell, you know, like the gas smell
yeah.
from a person know, that has that. And so it will always bring me back to my grandparents' house. And there would be times where I would just reminisce different, you know, different memories and things like that. But then there would be times that I would have dreams about that individual house. And now this house had my grandmother, she has 16 children, and she has three sets of twins and a set of triplets, as well as other, you know, children and eight other children. And so I didn't get a chance to meet my grandmother because she had passed away before I was born, but I remember seeing my grandpa. And he was a mean thing. He was so mean. But anyways, when it came to us, you know, his grandchildren, he was just as sweet as all get out. But anyway, sometimes I would go past these houses, and I would just get that scent of that gas, you know, that gas, like the leaking gas.
Yeah.
But we would have the propane heater in his house. Is it the propane? Not propane. What's that heater? The kerosene heater. And sometimes I would see those, and it's just like just different memories. But there was times where in my dream, right, I would either own the house and or just something. And I just always wanted to know, what did that mean? You know, the house has been sold since then because it had got burnt, caught on fire, and some legal things took place, and so they gave it over to the state. And so, but now I think they're using it as a rooming house. And so I always wanted to know, you know, if it was just, you know, the dreams would come every so often, not lately, but as you were talking about the smell and scent, you know, it just brought that back to me. And I was like, man, what does that mean? You know, will I ever own that place? Will I, you know, I mean, the dreams were just so vivid, like so real, like I'm talking to you,
uh-huh.
You know, very detailed, but there were different scenarios, you know, in the, you know, the different dreams. So anyways, I just thought to ask that question.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool? Has anybody ever done that? I mean, has that ever happened to anybody? I guess that's just a question.
And, you know, you tell me it was like a dream of mainly of your past or something, the past that you experienced.
No. These dreams, they were almost as though I was already an adult or something. And
oh.
We actually owned a home, like my cousins. We got together, you know, and we ended up buying the house back, you know, and or it'd be different scenarios. Like one time, you know, where I never got to see the house get remodeled.
But those dreams had nothing to do with your past or anything.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay, got you. Okay.
I would walk sometimes, or I'll drive up. I don't even know how I got there, actually. You know, just the dreams that just come up in different scenarios. But it was always that house, you know.
Wow.
And I ended up owning that house before he passed away. But I don't know. Maybe it was just I don't know.
You know what? I'm so glad you shared it with us. And there are some people, you know, that God, you know, will give that interpretation too. And I've just been real, you know, with that. You know, God has not given me that interpretation, you know. Even, you know, when you would always say that house, from my understanding with that house, amen, glory to God, it keep reappearing. You said it reappeared. You always dreamed about that house at a certain time. Think about this, if it's just like reoccurring. And was it like a reoccurring dream that you had? Was it reoccurring? Okay, if it's reoccurring, now I can relate to a reoccurring dream, amen, because I used to have this reoccurring dream over and over and over until someone gave me the meaning of it. And after that gave me the meaning of it, they said that I would not have that reoccurring dream again. And I didn't have that reoccurring dream again, glory to God, because
in that dream, you know, it was about my sister. Amen. And but he told me my sister represented Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ was talking to me. And I said we was always on the, we was walking, amen. It's like I was going through a school. And I remember my sister, she had passed away. And he said that, and she said, don't forget me. And so bottom line, he was saying that Jesus was saying, don't forget him, don't forget him. And, you know, and so it was like actually my life. It was my life. It was my life, my beginning, my born-again experience with Christ. Amen. Up until maturity. And then in some things and some people that was in my life, amen, that was there. Every time I had this, every time something was going on in my life, I had this reoccurring dream. And then within that reoccurring dream, I was going to a amusement park with my first cousin. And I'm like, why I keep having this reoccurring dream about that? Why I keep having this reoccurring dream about my sister who's passed away? And so after they gave me the understanding of who the people represented in my life, in my dream, you know, they represented my life, and it was telling me, it was showing me my life at that time. It was showing me the beginning. Glory to God. It was telling me how that I was on milk, amen, and how the people that was in my life, amen, glory to God, they were almost like they were not good. Or their impartation, what they was giving me, you know, that I shouldn't allow them to be a hinder. Because on that part right there, I didn't receive that part, because that wasn't even true. That was a wrong interpretation. I knew it was not true. And so anyway, but yet they were showing me how I went to the food bank, and I was there getting this bulk. I had a bulk of meat that they was giving me. Amen. So when you go to the food bank, you know, that represent what? Free food. And I was getting a bulk, all of this meat, all of this meat. And he was saying that meat was like, God is going to give you the meat of his word, and he want you to digest the meat of his word. Where that the people where you was at that time was had you continue upon milk, but he was presenting me all of this meat, and I believe that that was my future that was coming, and it was true. It was my future that was coming. It was not at that present time where I needed to have the meat at that time. Glory to God, because that was the beginning part of my walk with Christ and understanding. And so it was letting me see that my future hold, God holds this meat, all of this meat for me. And I see it that it's coming to pass, and yet still coming to pass today. All of that meat, I mean, just cases and cases on top of meat. Amen. Glory to God. And so I just believe that one thing that I believe that in your dream, that if you pray, God will give you that interpretation. We might have someone that's on the line, amen, this morning, that God, that deals with visions, amen, that would be able to interpret dreams. Amen, glory to God. And God is giving you an interpretation of her dream. You could star six your line or press one on your dial and come in only if God is leading you to interpret this young woman, this young lady's dream. Glory to God. Because we don't need wonders. She wanted an answer. Because if there's no one that's on the line, I believe God is going to give, pray for interpretation of it. And God will give you the interpretation of it. I remember I had a dream in the hospital. And of my grandchildren. One was a girl, one was a boy. And God gave me an interpretation to someone else. And it was an end time dream. Because in that dream, I was trying to wake up out of the dream. I couldn't wake up. And it was going into, you know how you go into, it's a movie, how you have a movie and they go from scene to scene. I was going from scene to scene to scene to scene. And I realized that it was an end time dream. It was an end time dream that I was having. And he was saying that my granddaughter represented those that was going to go with Christ. And she said, and my grandson represented the one that stayed back and went their own way, glory to God, with his actions of what he did. I said, oh, my God. And, you know, and even in the action, as a young child at that time, I'm like, that was his character. Glory to God. That was his character. And the character of my granddaughter, that was her character. Even today, she clings to her grandmother. She clings to me. She clings to me. And I tell you, she think I know everything. I mean, she think I know everything. I said, I don't know everything. She used to come to me. She said, Granny, you know everything. I'm like, no, I don't. So I always had an answer for her. And she looked to me for everything. And I told her, you just start looking to God. I said, because God will give you the answer of what you need. I said, utilize your own mind. Amen. And seek the Lord. I said, seek the Lord. I said, because Granny ain't always did. Granny, don't talk like that. I said, no. We all have a point of time and day. I said, so can, I said, get all you can all you can get right now, Pusa. And that's what I say. Amen. But someone, amen, God will give, I pray today that God will give you the interpretation or send someone, a God person, amen, that will be able to interpret your dreams to give you an understanding of it, because I used to have, and I still have a lot of dreams, amen. And I remember when I gave my life back to the Lord, and I remember I used to have so many dreams, but he had this old mother named Anna interpret these dreams for me. I really didn't know her, but through my sister, I was introduced to her. Never saw her, but talked to her on the telephone. Her name was Anna. And I tell you, all the dreams that I had at the beginning of my new birth, amen, and I just shared it with her. And she told me, she said, pray. She said, God will give you interpretation of it. And eventually, one day, he did, because it was all about me. It was all about my new birth. It was all about me transitioning from the old life to a new life. It was all about me. It was about my new life. And it was just so beautiful. And when I realized that it was about me and nobody else. Amen. So I just pray, you know, that helped you a little bit. It didn't give you the interpretation of your dreams. Amen. Glory to God, but I pray that it helped you a little bit to kind of like, okay, God will give it to you because, you know, it represents you. I believe it represents you and it represents your life. You know how the old and the new comes together. Amen. I believe that is your life. That's you and your life. And and I remember my mother and a mother, how they used to talk about when you smell certain odors and when you dream about certain things, you know. But I'm not a dream interpreter. God is not giving me that. And so at this moment, amen. And so I just pray, amen, God will give you that interpretation. So what I said, I just pray that it helped you at this moment. God bless you for sharing that with us. For sharing that. Amen. That's powerful, though.
It is. And I thank God for you. And I believe it was started in my early 20s. And so maybe it was just a passion of wanting eventually owning that place or something. But I just thought to just ask the question just to see if anybody else has ever had that experience before. and it was reoccurring, but it was different scenarios. Like I said, the house was new, new people was living in the house, or something was just different about each time that I went in there, because the house wasn't when I was little, I remember it was just old, you know.
Uh-huh.
But never got to go into the new part. But in my dreams, I was able to go inside and see how new and reconstructed everything was in that house. So, and, you know, my dad and his brothers, they were builders. And so they would take they took the attic and they made extra rooms out of that. And so what should have been just a 5 or 6-bedroom house ended up being more than that. So it's just, I don't know. That was pretty cool. But this is Evangelist Piggott, so I just wanted to share that with you this morning.
God bless you.
God bless you all, too.
Amen. We have any question or comment? Anyone, amen, want to respond to that? Yes, go ahead, thank you. It's the Evangelist Teasley.
Good morning, Evangelist Teasley.
Hi, precious. Good morning. Good morning. Bless you on today. I needed Evangelist Piggott to clear a dream one more time because I didn't catch some things of it. I'm just moving around trying to get to work here. But something that she said, that the house was old and it was newly constructed, and her dad and her father and her dad and her brothers helped her reconstruct it, and it went from from 5 rooms to many rooms. Some of it I can hear. I'm gonna call her privately and help her get through the interpretation, but it's a reoccurring dream, or I can just have her call me, and then we can do that later. But some of it is coming up to meaning already for me. What do you want her to do? You want her to call me later, dear? Amen. Evangelist Piggott. That's up to Evangelist Piggott.
Yes, ma'am.
You probably talk in depth later if you want to, or you could give it to her now. It's up to Evangelist Piggott.
Yeah, during the time that not in my dream, but my father and his brothers, they were construction workers, so they did a lot of construction work to the upper room upstairs so that everyone can be able to stay in the house. So, but in my dream, everything was just like brand new. Like the walls, they were dull looking. It was just like new walls, new rooms, you know, different things, you know, that was brand new in the house. I never got to see it in person when they did the renovations to the house, but in my dream, it was like every scenario was different. Like the stairs was different. You know, the structure was same. It was the same, but it was just like different people, different. The walls was the same. You know, just white, clear. You know, not clear, but just new. You know, and this was like in my early 20s, you know, 30s when I would have these dreams, you know, about this place, you know, about this home. And so that's basically how it went. So, but it all stems back to my grandfather owning that home. And when it got caught on fire, they had to end up giving it over to the city because of some other situations, some legal stuff that was going on. So that is basically it. But if you want to share, it's fine, or I can just give you a call.
Yes, you said that it sounds like you're giving something in the natural, and then you're giving the spiritual side of the dream. You're bouncing back and forth in that. Am I understanding that? So I know when I start breaking down you're saying. So the house was in the natural. The house was an old house, right? Real time, old house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, but in the dream,
was the house an old house when you first saw it and you started to progress in the dream, or at that point where you're talking the house was new in
the
dream?
The house was new.
No. Okay. All right. Okay, so now I'm going to have to work with you later then, because if you were having a reoccurring dream of an old house, of course, you know we would be speaking about, and it's reoccurring, there's something in your past that God has wanted to reconstruct. So, and that the dad of that would have been our father. And so I'm ready to go with you, but I got to, I'll work with you on the other side of it then, because I have been, Lord has been dealing with me in that area. So I am, he is opening me up, as Mother Sydney said. He is starting to illuminate some of the revelatory things that he's showing me. So I think I'll be able to help you. So, and yeah. I can definitely give you pointers, because my dreams come up like movies at times, and he's just manifesting some dreams that he's given me in the last couple of weeks, like living. So praise God. Thank you for allowing me to tap into that. I just want to expand the gift that he's given me. And if I don't step
Amen.
Out and start, if I don't step
Amen.
Out and start using it, I need to exercise it more. So, all right, we will talk later, number, and I look forward to God illuminating what he's giving you.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
There's definitely some growth in there. And he's also, you know, bringing you out of some different stagnations as well, is what I'm hearing.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Let's grow. Let's go and grow.
Amen. Amen.
Father Sydney, bless you on today. You have a fantastic day. You're awesome.
Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you.
Bless you. So bless you. Bless.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, God bless you, Ben. Jesus, for the
season. It's early. Evangelist season.
I know. It's really tough. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you for stepping up. Amen. You know, because God has a time and a season for us all. Amen. For our gifting to make room for us to help, for us to be helpers to one another. Amen. On this day. Glory to God. I don't know why my voice is changing and sounding raspy right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless the Lord right now for all that was said. Glory to God. Amen. Is there anyone else? Amen. We're getting close to the top of the hour. Amen. Glory to God. And we bless the Lord. Amen. Continue to pray for Prophet Matthew. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That all that he's going through. Amen. You know, we all have a target on our back. Amen. He has a target on his back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Are you one that has a target on your back? Amen. For the enemy, glory to God, higher the Oshaya, that you done something to the enemy. Amen. You done something to the enemy. Because, you know, the enemy, he'll throw a brick and hide his hand. But, see, when we throw a brick, amen, glory to God, we don't just throw a brick. We come in and annihilate. Oh, glory to God. There's a house. We ain't breaking no window. Glory to God. We go in and we destroy the house. And that which is in the house, glory to God. Amen. And so, Satan, he mad. Hey, glory to God. But, oh, I'm so glad that it is your child, God. You might have your attacks. Amen. You might have a weapon. But no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. It can form, but it will not prosper. Oh, glory to God, because we are victorious. We're overcomers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we could say, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Glory to God. How many of us today got your war clothes on early this morning? Because it's time to battle.
It's time to go in spiritual warfare. Amen. Glory to God. It's time to go in prayer. In prayer. It's a man shall always pray and faint not. But I'm talking about another level of prayer. I'm not talking about competition. Amen. I'm talking about praying together in unity, where it said one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000. What if we have 3, 4, 5? Amen. But it's time that we pray for one another. It's time that we pray for our visionary, Prophet Matthew. Amen. On today, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know when you have that bullseye sign on your back. Amen. And the enemy just throwing the darts at you. Hallelujah. They pain. Amen. They might even sting, but they ain't going to penetrate. Oh, my nidio, shine your God. But they'll never hit the bullseye. Oh, glory, my nidio, shine your God. And we bless the Lord on today. How many of you, shine your God. And so put your walk clothes on. Put your fatigue clothes on. Because I tell you, we're in battle. We're in battle right now. We're in battle. We're not warring against flesh and blood, but we're going against principality, spiritual wickedness in high places. Glory to God. He said, principality. I mean that. Those are wickedness in high place are over regions or over countries. Oh, Yeloshanaya. Omansikiasaya. Gormanidiosaya, God. Because God have need of your hands. God have need of your tongue. Omansike, Didiosaya, God. And I pray on this day moving forward that God would touch your tongue and put a spirit of fire down upon your tongues. He will give you warring tongues that you will be able to war in the spirit, glory to God, and that your mind will not be unfruitful. Amen. That you will be able to interpret that which you are sending. Be your child, God, when that interpretation is needed. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Glory to God. Oh, I feel the staring me the little voice your God in my spirit, Yeshikaya. I feel a stirring of the Yoshaya God. It's just like a swift change. Asanaya the Yoshaya that have came about. Amani the Yoshaya God. God the Yoshaya. The wind is blowing. Oh, glory to your name, Father. The wind of the Yoshaya is blowing. God, not the Yoshaya, God. And God is stirring up. He's stirring up like a tsunami. Oh, glory to God. He's stirring up, Asakaya, the winds up under your feet. Asakaya, the Yoshaya, God. That means he's stirring up the changes, Asakaya, the Yoshaya, that's in your atmosphere. Glory to God. When he starts a stirring, when there's change come in your life, that which is not planted, that which does not have a foundation, glory to God. Oh, God is going to be taken off its course, glory to God. It's going to be taken out of alignment. That things that is out of alignment will come back into alignment. That which don't have a foundation will not stand. Because he said, up on this rock, I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You're the rock. He's up on this rock. He's talking to Peter. You're the ecclesia. You're the called out one. Ah, you're the most shy of God. Because God don't need no war. He don't need no weak links. Amen. In his army. He needs soldiers. He needs soldiers. Amen. It said endure hardness as a good soldier. He needs soldiers. In the battle of today. Glory to God. He needs horsemen to run the race with him. Ah, Yeroboshaya, not the footmen. He needs the horsemen today. Oh, glory to God. Ah, Yeroboshaya, God. And when I think about horsemen, amen, I think about how, I don't know, this foreign game is coming up to me where I think England men play this game. They'll be on the hearts, hallelujah, and they have this long stick. I don't know what it's called. Glory to God, and they be hitting the ball.
Polo, okay.
And that's what's coming up. That's what I'm seeing. Glory to God. But yet, on that ball that I see, amen, it's Kibiroboshanaya, God. It's Satan's head. It's Kibiroshanaya. Shananiyoshaya, Satan's head. It's his head that I see. Cause no more, God. I see his head. I see his head decapitated. And glory to God. And they just hit it. Back and forth. They hitting it. God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just catch the vision. Catch it. Higher to the Oshaya, God. And glory to God. And that's what God is saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God that we are the horsemen. He need horsemen. Glory to God. He need horsemen in this hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is strong. Hallelujah. That has strategy, that understand the strategies and the blueprint plan of God. Glory to God. Everybody's not able to pray or understand polo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it's like a design attack. Hallelujah. Because as a horseman, you have to be balanced on the horse without falling off. You have to know how to engage. Thank you, Lord. He said you have to know how to engage your weapon while you're yet riding. I'm not educated. While you yet have balance. Glory to God. And yet at the same time using your weapon of warfare. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Amen. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We know we will be leaving. We will be losing the blog talk side. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll be losing them soon. Amen. But we just bless the Lord for you on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We pray that. Amen, that God be with you. Hallelujah. That God will his love will continue to shine upon you. His peace and his grace and his mercy will take you through whatever you need. Amen. Just always remember to look to the hills for what cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Always extend your hand and always look up. Extend your hands to heaven. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't have a prayer, glory to God. If you can't pray, sing. If you can't sing, just pray. Amen. You can't do either at that time, just start moaning. In the Oshaya, just start moaning. In the Oshaya, God. You know it comes to the devil. Just start moaning. Amen. Glory to God. So you all be blessed and you be encouraged on this day. Amen. On the Blog Talk Radio side, because we will be losing them. Amen. And you can come over onto the conference line. Amen. If you desire to come over. Amen. To the conference line. Amen. Glory to God. But we just bless the Lord. Amen. On this day. Amen. I'm excited. Amen. I'm excited. You know, just a little testimony. Amen. For Mother Sydney on today. Glory to God. You know, I always see myself as a sprinter. I'm a sprinter. I take off, amen. And in the natural, in my younger years, amen, in high school and elementary school, I loved sports. And I was always a sprinter. I always took off. Amen. Anything that I did it, amen, in competition, amen, even in training. I always wanted to train with a male, run against a male to build up my speed, play basketball with the male to build up my my skill. Amen. And I remember this one particular time we was playing. It was team sports. You know how we have free Fridays in school. And I would just be out there just dribbling the ball and playing basketball with the males. Amen. Glory to God. And they knew how to their defense. They defended the female totally different because they thought females couldn't play basketball. But old Mother Sydney had to show them something. Amen. And it was just so comical, you know. I said, okay, you know, you want to just play me cheap. At that time, I said, you want to play me cheap. And so anyway, because I love basketball, and it shocked me. Don't you know Mother Sydney in his face? Glory to God. I shot a half court. That ball went into the net half court. Now, a female against a male, oh, my God. You know, that was a slam dunk in that person's face. And you knew how the males, they would go. They were like, oh, my God, you let that girl, that female, slam you in the face like that. Amen. And so in saying that and even in track and field, glory to God, I was a sprinter. Glory to God. And I say that I was a sprinter. And the reason why I'm saying that today, because I'm looking at the hour. Normally, amen, hallelujah, I just do the first hour. I just come out and go as God lead me to go, amen, glory to God. And I'm looking at the first hour. I said, oh, Father, look at this. It's exciting. See, these little things exciting for me. And I'm like, it's growth for me. I mean, it's from Mother City. I said, God, it's 2 hours. You know, and I'm just like, oh, I ain't got enough to talk about in 2 hours. No, I don't have enough to talk about in 2 hours. But as the Spirit leads, amen, he will give you that, amen, and engaging, amen, God's people, amen, and being available to God's people, amen, because we ask, do anyone have a question? Amen. Do you have a comment, a prayer, a praise report, a word of knowledge? And we're giving you all this opportune time, amen, to come on the forum, amen, on the platform with us. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And as the Spirit of the Lord is leading, see, this is excitement for Mother Sydney. Glory to God, because normally I'm the co-host of Prophet Matthew. I'm like, he's my backup. Amen. I'm his backup, rather. Amen. But he's my backup. Amen. And I lean on him heavily. Glory to God. I said, God, he ain't even here yet. And so I'm saying that he might be in the background not even saying nothing. He said, I'm just going to let Mother have it. I'm just going to let Mother have it. Sometimes he does that. And so anyway, I just bless the Lord, amen, that I was able to do these 2 hours. And that's exciting for me. It's exciting, amen. It's just like when you're in school. I'm like, Mother, you're graduating. Oh, glory to God. I said, Mother, you're graduating. Hallelujah, glory to God. And probably going to say the same thing. Mother, you're graduating. And so there's these little journeys and these little walks of life, amen, that we go through, amen, that I see that, okay, I am, you know, the Lord is stretching out. The Lord is stretching out, and God is saying, I need your availability. He's saying he needs your availability. He needs my availability. He wants us to be available. What does your availability look like? What does your availability look like? Amen. What does your availability look like for God? That's a question you ask yourself. Amen. What does my availability look like? Am I available to God? Am I really available to God? Be true to yourself when you ask that question. Amen. Self-examination. Amen. Glory to God. To yourself. But so we just bless the Lord. I just wanted to share that. Amen. We're at the top of the hour. Amen. Always going to give the person the opportunity. Amen. To come in. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. This is open forum. Amen. It's a place. Amen. Where you can come and ask your questions. Amen. Have a comment, praise report. Hallelujah. Testimony, word of knowledge. If you're needing prayer. Amen. Someone said dream interpretation. Amen. I mean, I believe that it's all here because the Spirit of the Lord is here. Amen. Everything that you need, glory to God, is in the kingdom of God. When he say ask, seek, and knock, amen, you will have what you need if you ask, seek, and knock, amen. And God have us here in this earth realm as ambassador, as maid servant, as men servant, amen, as servant of the Most High God, amen. We available unto God's people, because if you want to be great among men, amen, be the least, be a servant, be like Jesus did. He went around, and what did he do? He served. He served his community. He served his people. He served. He was a servant of the Most High God. Because when he came, he didn't come talking about himself. He didn't come representing himself. But he said, I came to do about my Father's business. He said, I came to do about my Father's business. He said, I came to fulfill the law, not to do away with the law. He said, because when you see me, you see the Father. So he came to do the will of his Father. That's what he came to do, the will of his Father. And when his time and his dispensation was up, what did he tell his disciples? He said, I won't leave you comfortless. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. He said, when I ascend into heaven to my Father, he said, I'm going to send you a comforter. John 15. He said, I'm going to send you a comforter. He's going to come and teach you all things. He's going to come. He's going to come and take you further. And to the New Testament, he's going to take you further. He's going to take you further because you're going to need him, because you're going to need to be endowed with power, dunamis power from on high. Because while I was with you up on the earth, you didn't need the Holy Spirit because you had me. Glory to God. He said, but now I have to ascend to the Father. I have to ascend to the Father, sit at the right hand of the Father. I'm going to send you a comforter. He told him to go up into Jerusalem. Go on up to the upper room. Go to the upper room, he said, and wait. He just sent them to the upper room. They obeyed because of their obedience, glory to God. It was more than 120 that he was talking to, but he identified that 120. Tell them to go and wait. Just wait. Amen. Someone tell you to go and wait. What you going to do? He just said, go and wait. Because he already told me he's going to send him a comforter. But he said, just go and wait. He said, I'm going to send you a comforter. He said, just go and wait. And so what do you do while you're waiting? Only thing that you know to do at the time when Jesus tells you go and wait, you wait. You just wait. You all be on one accord. You wait. You patiently wait. You pray. You do whatever it takes to just wait and be on one accord. They was all on one accord. And when they got all on one accord, guess what? To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. It was a season for them to wait. It was a season for them that they was going to be what? Filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it was suddenly, all this happened suddenly to them. Amen. Because what? They was on one accord. All of them had to be on one accord at that time. And then it said suddenly, Woo! There was a sound. There was a sound of a sound of a mighty rushing wind. And it came in and it filled the place. It filled the atmosphere. It filled the atmosphere, glory to God, because what? They were all on one accord. They was on one accord. That's the only way it was going to happen, because they was on one accord. They was on one accord, and they was in one place. They was on one accord, and they was in one place. And then suddenly that sound came. It said it came from heaven. That sound that they did not know what to expect, because he told them to go and wait. They didn't know what to expect, but they was in expectation. They was on one accord. When they got on one accord, that's when God moved. Amen. That's when the Spirit of the Lord came. He said, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven. It said it was as of a rushing mighty wind. It was as a rushing mighty wind. And so it was describing the sound that came into the upper room. It was describing the sound. Amen. That's the only way that a human mind could understand the sound. It said it was a sound of a rushing mighty wind. Glory to God. And it said, and it filled all the house. It filled the house. It filled the whole house where they were at. All those that was in the house, amen. If it was a bug in the house, guess what? The bug got filled. The bug got touched. Get it almost shot here. That's what it said. It said it filled all the house where they were sitting. Then it said it appeared. He said there appeared. It was an appearance unto them, cloven tongue, like as a fire. It was like a fire. These cloven tongues that they saw, it was like a fire, and it set on their heads. And it set up, it said, and it set upon each of them. It set upon each of them. It set upon each of them. Each one that was in the house. And then it said they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That was their baptism right there. They said they were speaking in other tongues. They were speaking in that language, glory to God, of the people that was there. That wasn't their language, glory to God. They said they spoke, amen. They began to speak with other tongues. Other tongues. Other tongues, other tongues that the Spirit gave them utterance. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. And that was a day of Pentecost. Of fully come. That was a day of transformation. That was their new beginning. That was the beginning of the new church. That was the beginning of the kingdom of God. These people, amen, God's disciple, amen, his 12 disciples, amen, they took the world by force. Those 12 men took the world by force and was turning it upside down. 12 men, glory to God, as they were endued with power. Glory to God. But at that time, it was just 11. Paul wasn't even there. It was Saul. He wasn't even in the making there, but God saw him in the future. It was 11. Great men of God. Then that 12th man came on along and turned the world upside down. Glory to God. It was devout men out of every nation up under heaven. Glory to God. And then Peter, cousin Peter was converted. Cousin Peter had a boldness in him right now. Because Peter, he stood up. With the elevation of his voice, Peter stood up. With the 11, he stood up bold. Peter had a boldness in him now. And he lifted his voices up to the people. And he said unto them, he said, ye men of Judea. He was telling, he said, ye men of Judea. And all ye that dwell here at Jerusalem. That's what he was saying. He was speaking up with a boldness. He said, be this known unto you this day. He said, hearken unto my words. I'm putting it in my lingo. Hearken unto my word. Listen, listen, listen. Just listen. Listen to what I'm saying. He said, these men, these people, we are not drunken. We're not drunk. We're not drunken under a natural or under a earthly wine. We're not drunk. We're not intoxicated that way, amen, as you suppose that we ought to be. He said, seeing it's just only the third hour of the day. Glory to God. But how many of us know in the natural that some people wake up, amen, they need a hit of that fire water. Glory to God. They picking a, drinking them a beer before they get their day started. But no, Peter was letting them know that we're not drunken, amen, as you supposed to think that we are drunken, amen, because it's only, he said, it's only the third hour. That doesn't make any sense, he said. He said, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. He said, what you see, the prophet Joel prophesied this. He prophesied this would happen. This is the beginning of the new church. And it shall come to pass, he said, in the last days, said God. He said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servant, and upon my handmaid, he said, on my servants, on my handmaid, I will, God's going to pour out the spirit in those days of the spirit, and they shall prophesy. What is happening today? They are prophesying. They are speaking the word of God. And he said, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Blood and fire and vapors of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord. He said the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. How many of us seen the blood moon? Oh, bless your name, Jesus. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Peter was prophesying unto them, telling them what was happening. He said, these men, we are not as drunk as you supposed to think we are. We're not drunk on that type of wine. Amen. We're not drunk on that type of alcohol. We're not drunk, hallelujah, as you supposed to think we're drunk. But we're drunk on the Holy Spirit, that which came from heaven. Woo! The need of the Messiah. Because there was suddenly, glory to God, think about it. Something that is suddenly, and you don't know what to expect. Wouldn't that kind of throw you off? Wouldn't that throw you off sometime? Glory to God. But here it is, this pureness, this joy. It came straight from heaven. He said it was a sound, as a sound of a mighty rushing wind. It was as a sound. And it appeared unto them as a cloven tongue that set upon a fire. Fire. Wind and fire. Commencing together. Wind and fire in the room. Wind and fire coming together. A consuming fire. God, that filled the room, that filled the place, a consuming fire, Messiah God. Hallelujah. Just like the Hebrew boys were thrown into the fiery furnace. God. The Hebrew boys, they were thrown into the fiery furnace, consumed with the fire, but that was a fourth image then. He was the fire. He was the fire regulator. He was the fire regulator. Yes, he was. Oh, bless the Lord. 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 We bless the Lord for you all this morning. Glory to God. I'm going to give anyone an opportunity once again. Amen. Ask a comment or question, amen. Come in, glory to God, hallelujah. We at the hour, amen. At the end of the hour, glory to God, hallelujah. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Mother Sydney, for such a powerful, profound word this morning. Oh my God, thank the Lord. I praise Him this morning for such a confirmation. Oh, how God has been dealing with me concerning the Holy Spirit and how flesh has got to die. Oh, my God, such a powerful word, Mother Sydney. In order for, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit to come in and rule and reign and take complete control over our lives, flesh got to die. Oh, Mother Sydney, you just don't know how God used you this morning to give me such a powerful confirmation of His word. Hallelujah. Hey,
God,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep letting the Lord use you. I thank
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank and praise God. Amen for that. Because we're servants and made servants. Amen of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Amen, because and on my servant and on my handmaiden, he said, I will pour out in those days my spirit, and they shall prophesy. This thing is coming to pass. It's coming to pass. It has to come because God spoke it. He spoke it. Every word that he wrote in the Bible, it has to come to pass. Even the words that we don't even see, it's coming to pass. It's coming to pass. It's coming, and some have already been fulfilled through Jesus Christ. Because he said, I didn't come and do away with the law. He said, I came to what? Fulfill it. Fulfill. That means you're no longer up under the law. You're no longer up under the law, glory to God. But you're not free to break the law or use the law the way you want to use the glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there someone on the line? That will...
Yes,
God
Mother, bless good you. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Mother,
God bless
Tina,
you.
This is Prophetess Tina. As you were using the word, talking about the polo and us being horsemen, God show us, and you were saying how the military attacks. God showed us, especially when they're coming after our generals, how we need to attack just like the military. They got air, land, sea, horse. We got to come in like that to attack. Not everybody going to be able to ride a horse, but we need some ground troops. There's nothing wrong with us being on the ground, walking, and getting this enemy as a sniper. We just got to come in blazing.
against the enemy, and that's how I saw us moving in the kingdom under this ministry. Our leader doesn't just train us to be all the same. He trains us individually with our individual gifts. And in our individual gifts, we have to know how to war and use the weapons that we have to be able to fight against the enemy when he comes to attack and comes against our camp. So if we would be on guard and stand and be where we're supposed to be, some of us are soaring, some of us are on ground, some of us are in the Navy, some of us are Air Force men, some of us are Marines, some of us are horsemen in the battle.
Yes, come on now, come on.
Exactly where we are, we can combat the enemy, and he can't infiltrate our camp. The enemy shouldn't have even ear. We should hear where he's at, but they shouldn't be able to deliver information. We got to start cutting it off before it comes. When we even deliver the information to our general, we should be coming back saying what we did, not what they said. We should be able to come back and say we have annihilated the enemy, and this is how we did it. We can't come back saying what they are saying and then spreading around, because it'll come off as gossip. We got to destroy the enemy.
Amen.
Where we are advancing. These attacks are coming to him because we are advancing. He's birthing so many people in the ministry, and we are eating, we are growing, we are moving, we are building. We're even soaring. We even killing the enemies that's in our own life. And we got to remember, as we're killing that enemy, they are still trying to come and destroy our leader. So we have to be on guard at all times. We can't be leaving our post when we go through our little hiccups in life. And I'm not saying
we're
going through.
It's
not important. But trust me, what our leader is dealing with is greater than what we're dealing with. So we can't be distracted in this time. He's taking us into the glory of the King. So as we grow higher, just remember, we got to stay on our post. Nowhere are you an airman. If you're in the Air Force, learn about the Air Force. See, we got to know. These demons know their position.
Amen.
They know who they are, what they are, and what they are instructed to do.
Amen.
So we say we are soldiers, and we are in a military. We got to know, are you an airman? Are you in the Army? Are you taking care of the land, the Marine demons? We got to know, if you're a Marine, handle them Marine demons. Get out there. Get the Navy SEAL. Get out there. If you are a ground troop and you know you are on the ground, handle the business of a ground troop. Make sure you got the right rifle. Make sure you got the right knife. Make sure you know who you are, so that way the enemy won't be bombarding our leader the way that he's trying to come at him. It should not be. If you are who you are in the kingdom, be it. It's just time, because we got places to go, and I'm trying to get there. And we ain't got time for weak links. We got to go and be about our Father's business. And about our Father's business is protecting the leader that's directing us to glory. What you want is by way of the leader. If he's sitting in the place, we all are in the place. He ain't going to let us lack. He don't leave us for hungry. He don't leave us for dead.
Flesh and blood never doing it.
We got to be about our business. But, Mother, that's what I saw when you were talking about the horsemen and how we got to be hitting that head. And the Lord just showed me some of them need to be on this ground. Some of them need to be on the Navy ship. Some of them need to be in the air. That's how we combat.
Yeah.
Like they send the drones in. Somebody got to be the drone to go scout out and see where he at. It's a position for all of us in the kingdom. We just got to know who we are and not look at what everybody else doing. What is your position? Who are you? Where are you supposed to be? And let's do it. Because we got to go. It's time to go. And I'm all for the movement. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Number fire. Fire. I pick up fire in the belly. Glory to God, fire in the belly. Glory to God, strategic planning. Amen. That's what she was talking about, strategic planning. Amen. On the air, on the ground, and the water. Amen. Glory to God in every area. She said the Marine, the air, the Air Force. Amen. The Navy. Glory to God and the Army. Amen. We don't want. Amen. That's what I'm putting on the whole arm of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You got the snipers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She said the drones. They able to what? Area view. Right along with the Air Force. Area view. Amen. Of the atmosphere. Glory to God. You got some drones that go a little higher than the atmosphere. They call up the satellites. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They able to pinpoint. Amen. Because don't you know the weapons, we said the weapons of our warfare is not carnal. But amen, glory to God, that which is in the spirit realm, amen, is happening in the natural realm. When we look at targets, don't you know Russia, amen, wherever you at, glory to God, they have a satellite and they could make you a target. Hallelujah. Glory to God with that missile, glory to God, that could come and annihilate. Amen. I saw this movie, and I can't think of the name of this movie. It was on Netflix, and where they had a station where any country would try to hit a target or release a missile. And I think Apostle Simmons was talking about that movie. Amen. And where when China or Russia will release a missile. Amen. We had a station, amen, where they could push a button, amen, where these missiles of ours will annihilate the missile. They will destroy the missile before they get there. I can't think of the name of that movie, but that movie was awesome. I went and saw that movie, amen. I saw it on Netflix because I think he mentioned it one time. Amen. Because he was saying in movies, you know, this God is dealing with him in the prophetic. Same way with the Matrix. Oh, my God. It is so much you can see get in the, come out of the natural and the spirit in the Matrix. Glory to God. And I just believe, you know, God, he allow us, amen, glory to God, that vision, amen, that same vision where we can see the enemy, his attacks, amen. We see the mind of man, amen, in these movies. Glory to God. And we can always see how the enemy attacks. Glory to God. So that's another defense, amen, that we could look at too. And so God bless you, Papa Christina. Amen, right. Amen, for that what God has gave you, amen. You came out, glory to God. I said, sure, I said, God, she's annihilated. I said, she's annihilated, God. I said, that's what she is. I said, God, she's annihilated. I said, because, Lord to God, I said, she thinks you ain't right. I said, she's just annihilating you. So don't be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Because if you caught up, you're just like a person, you know, they'll put you in jail because you was with that person. I don't know what they call you with that person. You're accessory to the crime or whatever you might
by association.
Okay, guilty by association. You associated with you were there. You were right there. Glory to God. And so you will get some time along with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that kind of reminds me of a time. Amen. When my husband, he was in the hospital. I was going to visit him in the hospital. Someone broke into my house. And I remember I had got some phone calls. Two phone calls, one at night time, one in the morning time. And the police asked me about a person. And I know it's a certain person. I said, no. I said, but you know what? I said, that name came up on my call ID twice, that night time and that morning before I left. I took a picture of it and I gave it to them. And they knew exactly who came into my house. And they knew exactly who came into my house from that phone call. Glory to God. And they said, do you know this person? I said, mm-mm. I asked my granddaughter, did she know that part? She said, Mommy, I know her. I said, what? I said, this person ever been in this house. She looked at me crazy. I said, have this person ever been in this house? She said, they say they had to use the bathroom. I said, I don't care who has to use this bathroom. Bring no strings in my house if we're not here. Word to God. And so it was another person that was with him. He was just there. He was telling me about who they was. The person never committed a crime. They're guilty by association, did not know anything, but they was there. And so anyway, they asked me. You know, they found out the person, one person who did it, got 7 years. And the other person, they asked me, they had to do restitution. And asked me, they said, what would you do? I said, what would I do? I said, they asked me that question. I said, what would I do? I said, you know what? I said, this is what I would do. I said, it was his first time. I said, but he has to show accountability because he didn't know that they was going to do it. But when he got here, he saw what was going on. He was accessory to that crime, and he didn't say nothing. I said, I would tap him on his head. I would sting him a little bit to let him know that you're not gonna get away with this. I said I wouldn't give him a hard judgment. I said I wouldn't. I said because he didn't know, but when he found out, he knew he was accessory to the crime and he should have said something. But he did. Don't know the situation why he did. But I said he needed to get a little tap on his hand. I said, I'd give him probation. I said, I would. I said, that's what I would give him, probation. I'd give him probation. You know, and glory to God, I gave him probation. Because of what I said, they gave him probation, glory to God. They gave him 30 days, but yet they gave him probation, too, at the same time. Amen. He has to do community service. Thanks. I probate the community service. I think he served 30 days. Amen. I just tell myself, I tap him. I said, I give him a little tap. I said, something to wake him up. I said, I wouldn't let him go scot-free. I said, no. I said, because they need to learn. They need to learn. They need to think before they react. Glory to God and so. We just bless the Lord, amen, on this day. We thank and praise God for you. Oh, my God, we thank and praise God for you all. That's a near and far. Glory to God. And so, once again, amen, last call, glory to God. If you have any comments, praise report, question for myself or Prophet Matthew, a prayer request that you might need, glory to God, amen, just star 6 on your line. And come
good morning, Mother Sydney.
Good morning.
This is Evangelist Marshall and to Dr. Matthews in his absence, and she quiet. the kingdom leaders on the line. You know, I got to shift it back a little. Prophetess Tina came in this morning and just ordered this line on where we need to be at. But when you were talking about the being available to God, you know, I think about my book is called Cultivating a Path That Brings God to Men. And the core of that book is fact, being faithful, being available, being active, being teachable. And that's what I'm, God bless, I'm trying to get my holy boldness and get on Facebook and start doing my, you know, little pop-up class on my book because of the fact that so many of us say, you know, we do this and do that, or we might be active, but how long can we be faithful in it? You know, even when it get rough because we know that the seasons change in our life, but do we have the stick to itness, you know, to stay fat, you know, for him? And so I just thank you for, you know, what you all, what you released on this morning. because it just really stirred me up, and it's just confirming a lot of things. So I just wanted to say God bless you, and even though you standing here hosting the line, you standing strong.
Amen.
And, you know what I'm saying? You equip, and you built for capacity, and you say you graduated. No, you've been and graduated. You just able not to show, hey, that you can operate the university by yourself. So
amen.
I just give God glory for you this morning. And I go back on you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Evangelist Marcherie, man. Hallelujah. Amen. After that, just blow the shofar. Hallelujah. Just blow that shofar. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory, glory, glory.
Praise the Lord. I love that sound. And you know, even though hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Resting is resting.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Amen. Thank and praise you, Evangelist Teasley. Amen. And, you know, that I was at the doctor's office yesterday, and all of the months I've been wearing this necklace with the Hebrew writing on it, only one person came up to me and said, I love that necklace. I didn't know they was talking to me. They said, oh, I love that necklace. I said, you can read Hebrew? She said, yeah. She said, I know you're a mother. She said, Mima. I said, oh, I got excited. I got excited in the doctor's office. Everybody was just looking at me. I got so excited. I said, you're the very first person that ever came up to me to tell me that they could read this. I had to tell them what it says. But you came up. I said, oh, my God. I said, it was just such a joy. And I know she saw the happiness on my face. She said, I love your necklace. I said, thank you. I said, thank you. I said, oh, my God. And there was excitement for me. Glory to God that I met someone that could read Hebrew, even though I couldn't read it because I was told what it meant. Hallelujah, what it was saying.
Oh, mother.
And she came
mother.
Up to me. Yes.
Do you hear what you are saying, where you were at?
Yes.
He was in the doctor's office.
Yes.
Healing is already taking place. He let you know he was there with you.
Yes,
he waited
ma'am.
At the right time to
yes.
allow someone to understand. Everybody ain't going to understand, but he let you know. He
yes.
understands where you at and what's about to take place. Your healing
hallelujah.
Is already started. I'm sorry to be quiet, but the Lord is just so amazing at this season in my life, what he's revealing. I'm thankful that he's allowing me to see him even more. But when you said that, my spirit began to leap because I'm like, I was already here. He specifically,
yes, yes.
God met you at the doctor's office
sure
to let you know.
Hallelujah.
He was
I
there.
Receive that.
And then let you know, to make it clear, it couldn't have been nobody else that understood. He used a vessel to let you know he's right there, he hears you, and healing is taking place.
Amen. I received that.
Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm trying to get ready for God is just He's just moving and moving and moving. And Mother, you're doing an amazing job this morning. And I'm thankful to God at your feet by your side and you pouring me as you do. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, dear. Amen. Amen. I receive that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We at the praise the Lord. You know, it's that this, he said, this joy, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this joy, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. The joy that I'm feeling right now. Hallelujah. Woo, God knows how to encourage a person. Amen. He knows. He's a great encourager. Yes, he is. I mean, this joy, the world, he let me know this joy that I have. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, dear, for that. Amen. And being obedient unto the God, not having a drawback spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. You know, as some say, it's the last call. Amen. It's the last round. It's the last round now. Hallelujah. The floor is open. It's the last round. Amen. Glory to God before we go up. Hallelujah.
Amen. Evangelist Sidney, before, I'm sorry to butt in again, but as Evangelist Peasley was blowing the trumpet, you know, I'm looking at the trumpet, the shofar, you know, the sound, you know how before they get ready to announce a king or a queen, you know, back in the day they say, hear ye, you know,
yeah.
And they blow it, and everybody stand a certain position. And have the attention for the coming of that king. And God was showing me during the blowing of the shofar, that sound is for us to get in position for the attention to hear the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I think, I mean, it's all flowing. Like Prophetess Tina talks about the positions of where the horsemen was. And if we on ground, troop, land, sea, we need to get there. Then I just preached about the angels. They come in form of hunters, carpenters, fishermen. So everybody got a place. And so when that sound went out, everybody that's on the line, hear ye, and hear the word of the Lord and know where your position is.
Amen.
Because we are in a position of prayer, a posture of prayer. But your posture don't always mean that it is on your knees, but we got to get in a posture of prayer to position ourselves of warfare, because because we are hearing the prophetic words from the prophet saying how the things are changing and it's benefiting the saints, you know it's not just handed over to us. As God told Joshua to stand, Jehoshaphat, to stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. They fasted first. Then he gave them the strategic planning. God is telling us to go on and sanctify a fast and get your strategy in order, because yes, the spoils is coming to the saints. And he's already promised us that. It's already spoken from the prophet. But we got to get into position, because our prayer and our warfare and our spiritual garment, our artillery from Ephesians 6 and 10 is going to let us have a victorious combat. So it's time to hear and obey and follow through and pursue, overtake, and recover. So, like she said, get in position. I'm going back on you.
Amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Amen. I received that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's all I can say is hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Glory to God. Well, once again, we're 10 minutes away. Amen. From the top of the hour. Glory to God. The Lord has blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. He has shown himself strong on the line this morning. And we want you all to remember our leader, the visionary of the line, Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthew, amen, and his upcoming speaking engagement. God has him so busy right now that he really needs our prayer. He needs to be undergird in prayer, glory to God. You know that he had to eulogize his niece, hallelujah, but yet didn't have time to grieve, amen, glory to God. And so as we look at our leaders, glory to God, we see the mask that they wear, but we never see what goes behind the scenes. We see them always carrying others, even when they need to be carried, glory to God. And so take this time, amen. It is an hour of your day, every day, amen, for the next week, amen. And just hold him up, amen, glory to God. You know where Jesus told his disciples, he said, can you not tarry 1 hour with me? You know, I charge you, you know, for the next week, up until next Thursday, glory to God, starting today, that take 1 hour of your time. You might have a busy schedule, amen, but you could put him within that hour, that 1 hour of time, amen, glory to God, just praying and interceding for him. Let the Spirit of the Lord lead you in how to pray for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthew in this hour. Let the Spirit lead you. Let the Spirit lead you, because he know exactly what he needs in this hour and time. So let the Spirit of the Lord lead you. Don't allow yourself to be rushed, amen, but let the Spirit flow. Listen, amen. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Let him listen to what he's saying. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That our visionary will be lifted up in prayer, that he may be strengthened and realigned and, oh, glory to God, and restore, restoration. We just speak restoration up over him, restoration, because he pours out continuously. Glory to God. He even pours out glory to God even in his subconscious. He's pouring out and he's warring in the spirit. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because, you know, you never know where you're going, but you know where you've been, but you never know where you're going many times. You never know where you're going to be at. Glory to God. Amen. And so we just want to admonish each one of you all, just keep him up in prayer. And all of our bereaved family, we hold them up in prayer. Those sick and shut in, we hold them up in prayer. Amen. Glory to God. And Administrator Brian, if you're on the line, if there's any more announcements, amen, you can give the announcement. And after announcement, I'm going to close out.
Praise the Lord. Mother Zilly?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Wanda. Mother Mike, jump in for a minute before we close, please.
Yes. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just thank God for this morning and all what my ears have heard as well. I just wanted to share a little bit, too, of what the Lord has been showing me to share with the body of Christ, with all the great leaders. I honor you, Mother Sydney, to Prophet, to all the wonderful leaders who are on the line, Evangelist Marshall, Evangelist Teasley, Prophetess Rice, all the ones I can't name everybody on here if I didn't name everybody, but I just thank God for being here. And as you were saying about the position, glory to God, God has been dealing with me also, and he was telling me about how all the different positions that we have of being in a posture of prayer, glory to God, the intercessors, the gatekeepers, the watchmen, and the doorkeepers, and everyone was saying how we have to know our positions. The Lord has really been dealing with me with so much glory to God. Hallelujah, I've been on my job, and on my job I've just been, the Lord has just been taking me into sessions of prayer and just pouring out to me, and glory to God. Hallelujah, I can't even hardly
be still on my job. And I've, hey, Glory, I've been taking notes. Glory to God. And the Lord has just been downloading so much in this hour, this season to me. So I just thank God. But what he was giving me, Mother, I just want to share right quick, and I won't be long. He was telling me about how the intercessors, glory to God, how we go into intercession, as Pastor teaches us, go into intercession to intercede, to intercept the wiles of the devil. And he was telling me how the interceptors stand in the gap, and how we stand on the wall, glory to God, and how the wall is being fortified, glory to God, with the intercessors, and how all of our positions are on the wall, and how all these Sanballat and Tobias spirits come after us and tell us how to, and talk to us, talk to our minds, and tell us how to get off the wall. But we are doing a great work, hallelujah, and we must stand on the wall and continue, glory to God, to go forth and march. And also he was giving me about the gatekeepers. The gatekeepers control, they have access to something, glory to God, and they even control the flow of what's going in and coming out the gate, glory to God. And then, hallelujah, the watchmen, glory to God, watchmen, glory to God. I know my position, glory to God. Watchmen and intercessors go hand in hand, but the watchmen, they guard the building to make it secure, glory to God, and they see afar off. And there is no limit in this perimeter, hallelujah, of how, glory to God, and how we can watch and pray, glory to God, because watchmen, glory to God, we sit up high and look down low in the enemy camp, glory to God, and we see the enemy coming from afar off, and we can see the enemy, hallelujah. So we all work together hand in hand. We alert the gatekeepers and let them know what's going on, hallelujah. And then you have the doorkeepers, glory to God. They are attending the door, standing at the door, glory to God, and God gives them the key, hallelujah, to open up the door. So the door, here by Sunday, OCI, glory to God. The doorkeepers guard the gate, so you have to have the key to open the door to get into, to get into the gate. So God has been giving me things like that, and how the enemy even has been affecting these young children, and the media and things like that with all these different games. He's given me so much, Mother, but I just want to say that we are, like you said, know our position and stand in place. And he was even giving me, God just been dropping so much in my spirit, and how the intercessors, he was telling me, he said, tell the intercessors, glory to God, that you have the intercessors, the stronger ones who are on the front line. But then the Lord says sometimes we have to help one another, like the ones, the weaker ones, hallelujah, when it's time for them, even though they're in position as a posture of prayer, sometimes we have to be in front to guard them and help them. And then when they're weak, glory to God, continue to pray for them. Then, hallelujah, as they continue to get stronger, let them, you know, they go into the front. But he was saying, hey, hallelujah, it's all to fortify the wall. Glory to God. We have to stay on the wall, hallelujah. And the Lord was giving that to me. So I just want to share and encourage, hallelujah, the intercessors, glory to God, and the prayer warriors, hallelujah, the gatekeepers and the doorkeepers, intercessors, hallelujah. Stay on the wall and keep up and stay in our position, glory to God, so that we may have the posture of prayer always to pray, hallelujah, and stand in the gap for those, because the enemy, hallelujah, he's trying to take us out of our position. But how many of you know, glory to God, we will not run. We will not, hallelujah, we will not, what's the word I'm looking for, Holy Spirit? We will not leave our position. We will stand guard. Hallelujah. And we, hallelujah, will cry loud and spare not, hallelujah, and sound the alarm at this time, glory to God, because we are going forth. We are going forth in the kingdom, glory to God. Hallelujah. Calling on the Bible said, calling on the mourning woman and the cunning woman to take up a wailing. Hallelujah. Say, oh, my son, the OCI. So we're going to take up a wailing in this hour, and we're not going to stop, glory to God. We're marching forward. Oh, my son, the OCI. I've been having so much warfare on my job. But the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord has been my friend. I mean, I've been in a place of fasting on my Sunday. I've been in a place, Mother, of fasting and praying. And I'm telling you, the more, hallelujah, I say, God, I ain't coming up the wall. I don't care what happened. And I've been having so much warfare, like I say, hallelujah, but I know the mortal warfare, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I'm just going forth and going strong. I don't care what this enemy try to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's mandated. I say, God, I say, hallelujah. And I, hallelujah, I say, God, I say, I'm going. I say, I'm going, hallelujah, flat-footed. I'm going to stand flat-footed. I'm going to stand face as a flint. Glory to God, and I'm going to sound the alarm. I don't care who don't like it. Glory to God. And I just thank God, hallelujah, for what he's doing in this season, hallelujah, in my life and the lives of this leadership. I just want to say, Mother, right quick.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I say, hallelujah. I just want to say, I thank God for this leadership. Truly, I'm not the same 3 years ago. I thank God, hallelujah. I thank God for you, Mother, and your leadership. I thank God for Prophet and his leadership. I thank God for the whole leadership team because truly, hallelujah, I would not be here today, hallelujah, had it not been for you all. And I thank God. I glorify God, and I'm thankful and grateful. Your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. Mother, keep going. Keep pressing. Hallelujah, and keep doing what you're doing, Mother of Zion. Hallelujah. You are impacting so many women's lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the fresh water. Hallelujah. That he's pouring into you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that he's pouring into you. Hallelujah. And that you are giving, hallelujah, to the nations. And I thank God for you. I thank God for this line is refreshed. The leadership here, hallelujah, God is just doing great and miraculous things, and we got to keep going. We got to keep going, like everybody been saying. So I thank God, hallelujah, I thank God for this opportunity. God bless everybody. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen, amen. Woo. That's a wrap. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love that fire. Amen. Glory to God. I love that fire. Glory to God that came from out of her belly. And, you know, I think about every time I hear something, I hear a song at the same time, you know, and I hear the song, like it said, the windows of heaven are open. The fire is falling today. I got joy, joy down in my soul. Then Jesus came into my life. And see, that's what I heard. Jesus came into her life. Amen. The fire of heaven. The windows of heaven are open. And the fire is have fell on us today. In the last days, he's going to pour out his spirit.
Mother, mother, I did that way. Mother.
Upon all flesh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the song said, I got joy. I got joy since Jesus came into my life. Oh, hallelujah. This is the effect. This is the sign. This is the sound. Amen. Of the last days. Amen. That we are in. Glory to God. And the background evangelist, Teasley. Amen. He's playing. Now, the Shafar. Oh, was